The Box Office with Harrogate Theatre, Harrogate Convention Centre and the Royal Hall.
Hi, I'm Rachel Orty from Harrogate Theatre.
And I'm Richard Catton from Harrogate Convention Centre. And here's what we've got coming up this week.
Now, all of our cast for this year's Panto have arrived in the building and it is Panto Chaos at Harrogate Theatre. But our team have been programming shows elsewhere as well. So while this chaos is going on, prepping for Panto, next week, Monday the 12th and Tuesday the 13th of November, we have some fantastic ballets for you at the Royal Hall. We've got Swan Lake on Monday the 12th and we've got Giselle on Tuesday the 13th. Now, this is Russian State Opera and Ballet Company and these are a fantastic company, a large live orchestra with over 30 musicians accompanying both of these shows. These are going to be absolutely superb. If ballet is your thing or you have always fancied giving it a go, that's next week, Monday and Tuesday night at the Royal Hall.
Up this Friday, we've got a brand new event for you at Harrogate Convention Centre, Photo North Festival. Now, this is a great new show for us. Anybody interested, even the slightest in photography, whether you just like snapping away on your mobile phone or you've got thousands of pounds worth of kit and you're a pro, Photo North Festival. We will have workshops, exhibitions, masterclasses and stall. A massive amount of talent on display and on hand to pass on their expertise. We've even got photographers from the Reuters news agency. It's sponsored by Olympus. It opens at 10 a.m. each day, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. That's Photo North Festival at Harrogate Convention Centre. And just a quick reminder, it's worth mentioning, Billy Ocean on Saturday night has now sold out. So maybe worth checking for returns on Saturday morning, but otherwise, Billy there completely sold out again at Harrogate Convention Centre on Saturday.
Now, talking again about pantomime, you may hope that it's still a long way off till Christmas, but it really isn't. Panto officially opens this month and all of the cast are in Harrogate, in the building and into the throes of rehearsals. This year it is Jack and the Beanstalk and it opens on the 28th of this month, running until the 20th of January. And over the next few weeks, I'm going to just bring you some panto facts that you might not know, some little nuggets of interest for you there. First of all, this week, starting with, did you know that Harrogate's annual pantomime is written by Phil Lowe and David Bowne? Now, David is the chief exec of Harrogate Theatre and Phil is one of our main programmers at the theatre. So it is truly a homegrown panto. These guys have been writing the panto for many years. And finally, Tim Steadman is panto celebrity for Harrogate. If you've been to see the panto, you will know him well. This year is actually his 19th year with us and he doesn't look a day over 25, to be honest, so God knows how he does that. But yeah, we are delighted to welcome Tim back for his 19th year in Harrogate this year.
And finally from me, it's not until March, but definitely worth mentioning because this is absolutely going to sell out, no problem, The Vamps. The Vamps have announced they're coming to our main auditorium at Harrogate Convention Centre as part of their Four Corners tour. Now, this is the biggest series of shows they have ever done. Going to be some great gigs. It is going to sell out. They're coming on May the 17th next year, so it's a little way off in the spring, but these tickets are going to go. The Vamps, Harrogate Convention Centre, May the 17th next year. Tickets on sale now.
The Box Office. Book your tickets now at harrogatetheatres.co.uk. Stray FM.